Welcome, everyone, to Moraine Park's Talent Talk podcast. I'm Mindy Boynton, a business development manager in the Economic and Workforce Development Division here at MPTC. I'm excited to have our guest, Tyler Soto from Whisker, joining the podcast today to discuss the partnership with MPTC. This past year, Whisker was recognized and awarded our New Partner of the Year Award for 2021. The New Partner of the Year Award is given to an organization that supports Moraine Park through contributions, sponsorships, or training for the first time. Tyler Soto is the Human Resources Manager and also an alum of Moraine Park. He worked with MPTC to develop a customized supervisor program and utilized workforce advancement training grants. Before we jump into the partnership, can you share a little bit about your background and Whisker as an organization?
Well, thanks, Mindy, for having me today. Really appreciate it. So I've been in HR for about 7 years now. You know, started my college career at Moraine Park, was one of the first students to go through the HR course, which is pretty neat, and have a traditional career path. Started off as an HR assistant and kind of made my way up and recently promoted to HR manager at Whisker. Absolutely love what I do. I have my own team and I get to partner with our supervisors to help coach our team members, get to work with leadership to help elevate their skills. Whisker, we make the self-cleaning little robots. We are based in Juneau, Wisconsin, where our manufacturing facility is. The organization started in early 2000, and it was a slow startup, I guess you could say. We started making 20, 30 units each year, and probably in the last 5 years is when business really started booming. We went from selling a couple hundred each year up to thousands of units.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's been pretty neat. Just recently, we launched a brand new litter robot.
Wow, I can't wait to see what there is to come. And I believe you're also doing some major expansions, building out your facilities, and are really involved in the community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, 20 years ago, we started in a small 30,000 square foot building. And at first, we didn't think we needed all that space. Fast forward to a couple years ago, we ran out of space. So back in 2020, we added an additional 35,000, 40,000 square feet. And then recently with business booming, we have added an additional 150,000 square feet. So we have over 200,000 square feet of manufacturing and warehouse space in Juneau. Brand new facilities, clean. They are temperature controlled, so heat in the winter, AC in the summer. So, with Whisker, as we continue to expand, we truly believe that giving back to our communities is huge. We continue to donate to the local humane societies. We try to volunteer as much as we do. But you know what? Also recognize that we have a lot of areas to still commit to and be part of the community. And I think we'll continue to see that as our organization continues to expand.
Well, thank you for all your community support and all the jobs you've created in this region. It's really been incredible to watch this organization grow. So what made you seek out this partnership with Moraine Park Technical College to develop a supervision training program specifically for Whisker?
Yeah. So one of the things that we're focused on at Whisker is making us the best organization in Dodge County. And what we have learned is, we got to start with the fundamentals. So making sure that our leadership team knows how to work with people, how to manage people, how to have good conversations. And, unfortunately, we just didn't have all the resources on hand to create those trainings. So, brainstorming with my leadership team, we thought, hey, maybe Moraine Park has something to offer. And coincidentally, Mindy happened to reach out. So maybe she must have been reading my mind or something. But we started the partnership, started some conversations, and Mindy was extremely knowledgeable, friendly, approachable, and came to the table prepared with the classes and the reasons why and what Marine Park has to offer to Whisker. And figured, you know, let's give it a shot. Let's start off with a supervision 101 class and see how that goes.
Well, your organization made it real easy to work with, identifying those competencies and your values and mission up front, and having the leadership team really invest in taking the time to commit to the development of your supervisors was key in the partnership. So as we think back about what effect or what impact did this training have for the staff members as they participated and the organization as a whole? Do you have any success stories or results or promotions that maybe came out of this supervisor training?
Yeah, so that was one of the questions my leadership team asked me before we made this investment was, well, how are we going to see the results? How are we going to track this? And initially, my first thought was, well, hey, maybe less complaints. And I quickly realized that there's so much more to it. And it's really a journey versus just attending a class. And to date, you know, our supervisors are still learning. We have received so much feedback from our team members about how much they appreciate the mindful conversations and tone that our supervisors are having. They appreciate the approach that our supervisors are having. Before, it used to be very reactive, accusing the team members. Now it's asking the questions why. It's taking a step back to understand, you know, why would someone do that? And I'm very proud of the team to see that they are asking more questions. We certainly have a long way to go, but part of that, part of this journey is continuing to coach the supervisors, but also still partnering with Marine Park to put them through the next level of training. So maybe it's a supervision 102 class. Maybe it's navigating difficult conversations.
And I'm really glad you bring up that supervisory leadership training is a journey. It's not a one and done. And not only does it impact the results of the individual supervisors, but it really creates a better culture for the whole organization. And I know we've talked about this, how people will leave an organization for more pay, but they'll also leave because of their management. And that might be even the bigger piece of the puzzle. So being able to retain your employees, especially in this talent shortage that we're all going through, is key. And that you're strategically planning out what the next steps are for this group and for other individuals in the organization who want to grow their careers with Whisker. I think that really shows and has assisted in becoming that new partner of the year with Marine Park, knowing that this is an ongoing, long-term partnership, and we value that just as much as you do. So what else do you see as next steps or future goals as you continue developing your team and growing your organization, as you think about that in terms of training, more expansion, adding new employees, or are there specific new skills or products you're looking for?
In terms of training and development, you know, we're constantly looking at that. And that's one of my big passions, is making sure that we can teach our supervisors in leadership and even our team members on the manufacturing floor on how to do better, you know, have learn how to gain a different skill sets. And so already in talks with Mindy and her team about classes for the summer, classes for the fall, and in the springtime. Our supervisors, they crave it, they want it, they've been asking for more. And so our leadership team at our corporate office has committed and has given us plenty of funds to ensure that we are reaching those goals. And I have no doubt with our partnership, Marine Park, that we will, with the understanding of, you know what, this is more than just a 6-month project. This is a couple years. And even after that point, we'll continue to still, you know, do refreshers. We'll continue to still make sure that we're challenging each other to have those mindful conversations and making sure that they're being constructive. We'll definitely need it, because as our organization continues to grow, just in 2022, we're looking to add additional 80 team members to our manufacturing facility across the board. And those range anywhere from just an assembler up to a forklift handler. It could be a team lead. It could be working in our shipping departments. And while those skills aren't very complex, We still have to have people that are willing to drive a forklift. They understand the safety rules in OSHA. They understand how to have good attendance and, you know, how to be able to communicate properly with other employees across the plants.
Yeah, you touched on something really big. Not all of the important skills are technical. The people skills and interpersonal skills are just as critical to managing that culture and growing an organization. So what advice would you have for businesses who are considering partnering with Moraine Park Technical College? I know you talked about having a great buy-in from your corporate headquarters. How did you gain that buy-in? And I guess what advice would you have for others looking to partner?
I think the first step is having buy-in from your leadership team. But I took it a step further. I had conversations with our supervisors to understand, you know, what are they looking for? I evaluated our current resources, even what I could bring to the table. And I can certainly bring a lot to the table, but understood that I can't give them everything that they want. So that helped me prepare for conversations with leadership to say, you know what? I did the research. I talked to our management team to ask them what they're looking for. And here's what we can currently offer, and here's our gaps. And from there, it worked. They had the buy-in. And I think just being prepared to have those conversations. And there's also a lot of questions that were asked too. What's the financial impact? What's the ROI on these sort of things? How is this going to benefit our team members? And I'm passionate about training and development. So for me, it was a little bit more natural to think about all those questions, be prepared. And even if I didn't have the answer in that moment, I circled back with them to make sure that they had the information. Because I thought it was very important that we have this partnership in place, because ultimately it's going to benefit the people. And people are important. And they're the ones that keep the product going out the doors. So if we can help make their lives a little bit better in the workplace and maybe outside, great. We're all for it.
I have definitely seen that people first spirit at Whisker. And although you make it sound like it's such an easy process, you touch on some great points of really being prepared, talking with people within your organization and kind of assessing what's the current state, what resources do we have, and how can we utilize expertise from Moraine Park to fill some of those gaps. So that is really great advice and certainly has helped streamline the process and create a really meaningful, relevant program to continue to develop your supervisors. I just want to thank you so much, Tyler, for talking about the partnership experience with Moraine Park. I really appreciate the time you spent with us today, and congratulations again to Whisker on receiving the new Partner of the Year award. Listeners, if you're interested in discussing partnership opportunities or being among the first to know about future Talent Talk podcasts and much more, you can subscribe to our newsletter by visiting moraineparkedu.edu/newsletter. That's moraineparkedu.edu/newsletter. And that concludes today's podcast. Again, thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.